some help.
He also explains what happened in the battle where he lost his eye.
Well, so that particular mission, we were in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. There was an IED, about 15 pounds of explosives, basically a homemade landmine that went off right in front of me. It killed my interpreter, and it completely blinded me. I was put into a medically induced coma to recover. I woke up 5 days later. My right eye was gone, and they weren't sure if I'd ever see out of my left eye again. It's actually a miracle that I can see at all.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1968, when 8 years after being defeated by JFK, Richard Nixon defeats Hubert Humphrey and is elected president. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All right, guys, we're having some technical difficulties. We're trying to multitask. And on to the weather.
Okay. The weather today is brought to you by John Marshall Weather. You can go to johnmarshallweather.com and read what I'm going to read to you. The beginning of the work week looks unsettled as the jet stream remains active and moisture moves up from the south. Rain will be with us today with an approaching warm front and then again Tuesday with an approaching cool front. The rain today will develop during mid-morning. Readings will be just below the seasonal average of 57, and the steadiest rain will be tomorrow on Tuesday through mid-afternoon. A few thunderstorms are possible. I love thunderstorms, don't you? It'll be milder ahead of the front. High pressure will be in control Wednesday and Thursday with abundant sunshine and comfortable readings. So finally, some sunshine. So it looks like it'll be a wet close to the work week, too, on Friday as a low develops, John says, over the mid-Atlantic and moves up the I-95 corridor. You know where to find a no-hype, no-nonsense forecast at johnmarshallweather.com. A recap. Today, cloudy with rain developing. Oh, it's rained all day. Highs in the mid-50s. East to northeast winds, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, still light areas of light drain or drizzle. No, drizzle. Rizzle? What is that, Devin?
Light rain or drizzle.
Oh, let's see. Tuesday, periods of rain, chance of a thunderstorm, mild, highs in the mid-60s. And Wednesday, we can look to sunshine, breezy and mild, highs in the low 60s. All right, that's the weather for this week. Brought to you by
on Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit huntertonchamber.org.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Thank you so much
hey
for
guys.
Being on.
Welcome to Girl Boss. You have Devin and Deb here today. I don't have our fancy intro, unfortunately, because we are interviewing Deb today about her business, and she is using her phone for Facebook Live because we are tying in her video feed with ours today. So again, Deb Hill here.
Hello, everybody.
What do you want to talk about? What are you working on? What's in the works?
Well, my latest project is a perimenopausal business. You know, I've been a health coach for a nutritional-based health coach for women for since 2011, and for many years unofficially before that, but I got certified and got in the business. And really, I found that a majority of my women suffer in silence, and there's a taboo and a stigma associated with the perimenopausal years. You know, we don't want to admit we're getting older, and we don't want to admit that we're having some troubles. You want to hold this for me?
I'll take her. Her Facebook Live feed. Is that
thanks?
Does that work? Is that a good spot?
I'm far, far away. But that's okay. So yeah, a lot of women don't want to admit that they're really having these struggles, and the only person that they know to trust is the doctor, and they're great. Doctors are great. I don't even want to put a butt in there. Doctors are great, and they offer great interventions. So I offer a different approach that can work very well with doctors. Doesn't preclude them or push them away as an authority on perimenopause. But what I do want to offer are lesser severe interventions than surgeries and medicines to remediate some of the issues that we go through on the journey through menopause. So it can be a lot of years, you know, Devin. You're young yet.
Yeah, so. I'm not suffering just yet.
And also, you know, you and I have talked about the fact that it's a very private issue. So honestly, I had a lot of years of struggle whether I should go public with this or not. Because it's such a private issue, it's not only private, which still brings dignity to the issue, but it also has a negative stigma, like I said, associated. People feel embarrassed to talk about it. And it takes a long time for them to even bring it up to the doctor, let's say, some of the issues. And they don't want to talk to their friends about it because then, like I said, it admits that we're getting older. And your friend may not be going through what you're going through, too. The thing I hate the most is, I love you all. I love all you women. But 75% of us, not 100% of us, only 75% of us go through perimenopausal issues. And the other 25 go through it, and they're like, oh, well, I never had a problem in my life. I don't understand why these women have issues. It was a breeze for me. No, piece of cake. And I'm like, yeah, okay. These women are going through such extreme issues.
So let me back up because, again, yeah. I am still relatively young. What is the difference between perimenopausal and menopausal?
Oh, great question. Menopause is defined by doctors as the cessation of menses, the completion of menses. You do not have your period anymore.
And then
And for a year. And then after the year,
okay,
you're in menopause.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you still have issues, the same issues that you had the 15 or so previous years. I started at 39 and I'm 54. And I still have issues, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long haul for me. So I've been through pretty much everything, every symptom you could have. I've had it. I'm a very sensitive person. And I know there's a lot of sensitive people out there. And even the people who don't think they're very sensitive still have some of the issues. Did you know there are 34 symptoms to perimenopause?
Wow.
Yeah.
What are some of them?
I knew you were going to ask me that. Itchy skin. We know about sleeplessness, hot flashes, cold sweats, night sweats, forgetfulness, which is funny because, you know, I'm forgetting the 34 of them.
Oh, well, I'm not expecting you to remember 34 of them. That's a little much.
Dry skin, low libido, depression, anxiety, bouts of violence. There's, you know, the low libido thing comes with the fact that, and this is very private, so I'm going to give a, if you have children in the room, please turn this off.
Thank you. I told Deb that we need to do a PG-13 warning on this.
I'm going to say a three-letter word that your children may not want to hear who are under 13. So, but sex becomes an issue for women as our skin thins because estrogen lowers. It thins everywhere, in our throats, down there, everywhere. It gets thinner and it pinches and folds. Pinch. It's painful. And no lubrication seems to solve the issue. So we work to find its individual what things will work best with a woman's skin. So actually, I'm doing Skin Month this month.
Well, and it sounds like since you have experience, unfortunately, with a whole breadth of these issues, is you can talk to the women one-on-one and figure out what they're specifically suffering from and then attack it in a drug-free way, is my understanding.
Right. My interventions don't include drugs. I use food as the first intervention. So we work with nutrition. Superfoods is the next level. We work with supplementation as the next level. Things that people think are normal and think are just options, or they might consider it expensive urine. I actually have ways to use supplementation and what they call nutraceuticals that target what's going on with you and actually make a difference. So I go as high as what we call a simple herbal. That means one herb mm-hmm. in your teacup or in your supplement at one time. If you need something a little more complex, I refer out at that point. And then we, you know, the deeper interventions are require higher certifications, like naturopath, if you want to go that direction, acupuncture, and allopathic remedies, as well as traditional Chinese medicine.
Now, we're fixing to head to a break, but I do want to back up a conversation that Deb and I had off air, and I don't know if I was fooling around with technology, if she did mention it or not, but I said that I don't like talking about personal, I don't want to say personal things, but what's going on in your body, unless it's with a professional, like a doctor. Well, what Deb said is that, you know, not everything needs to be solved by a physician. A lot of things do, but you don't necessarily need to be taking drugs to solve a lot of these problems. So what she offers is a holistic approach to a lot of the symptoms that women are going through. It's a natural progression, so why not solve them with natural aids? Is that
kind of
on target?
Yes. Like I said before, I'd never want to replace a doctor. There are times when you need to go to the doctor. But there are a lot of things you can try first. And some of these things take a little while to work. So you want to, because they're not medicines, you don't have that instant gratification of them working for you. But a slow remediation of the issue is what you see. With medicines, you do get side effects. Every pharmaceutical will give you side effects. So if we try things that are less of a severe intervention, you won't get side effects like that. So it's gentler on your system. So
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to break off to a commercial right now.
We'll
be back to learn more about how Deb is running her business, what she's doing, and how she can help you.
All right.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
On Thursday, November 8th, from 2 till 7 p.m., the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce will be holding its 30th Annual Business Expo and Food Showcase, presented by PNC Bank. It will be held at Next Level Arena in Flemington, featuring over 100 exhibitors, demos, a chance to enter the cash machine, door prizes, and food tastings from local restaurants. From 4 till 6, meet Bill Spadia from New Jersey 101.5. Admission is free. For details, call the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit hunterdonchamber.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Oh, nice music.
Yeah, we relaxed it a little bit today from the general pop that we have. Welcome back to Girl Boss. I'm trying to do the introductions today. We have Deb's on her Facebook Live as well.
Yeah, you bet.
As ours. But I'm here with Deb Hill. Deb, what's the name of your business?
It's Vital Change Now.
Vital Change Now, and you can find her on Facebook, online, and on
I have a Facebook page for my business, and I have a Facebook support page for holistic perimenopausal support. It's called Holistic Perimenopausal Support. And you can also look up support, the letter number 4, and menopause, perimenopause. Support for perimenopause. Let's get that right. That's in Facebook. So I have to redo my website for Vital Change Now, so like, don't worry about it. It's coming, you know. Two hands here right now. Soon I'll have somebody else doing it. But so, what did you want to ask me?
Well, we're talking about your business, how you can help people, what you do. So we discussed what perimenopause is. And what you do, and that's assist people in a holistic approach through their perimenopausal. I am too.
We're having a hot flash.
It's not just you. Speaking of, so when would somebody reach out to you? Why would they reach out to you? And what would you do?
Well,
this is completely off script, guys, too, by the way. We're just having a conversation. So
when people just don't know where to turn or who to trust. That's one of the reasons women can reach out to me. good thing you're young.
I'm over here fanning myself.
What else? When women are having trouble with things like their hormone replacement therapy and they would like to consider moving to a gentler intervention, I can help them do that. And I can work with their doctor to do that. And hi, Emery. That's a cousin from Eugene's side. And Carol, hi. So those are a couple reasons. When hot flashes get so terrible that they're just getting in the middle of your life, that's definitely give me a call. I'm actually building programs for a couple of the major issues, like little mini programs that you can do on your own. They'll be online. So you don't, the point is I don't want to take women out of their lives to bring them somewhere else during the busiest time of their life and so that they can go and have this perimenopause thing. You know, it lasts 15 years. What are we going to do? We have to figure out how to deal with it right where we're at in the middle of all the craziness. You know, you've got kids going to college. You've got parents who are, they're getting up there. You know, and they may need a little help or maybe more than a little help. And your career is at like its maximum speed. So so these women are very busy, very accomplished women. and maybe they haven't accomplished everything in their lives yet, and all of a sudden they get hit with all this stuff, and you know, right midstream there, and they just, they're exhausted, they're tired, they're not sleeping well. So some of the major things that I'm going to be doing little mini programs on that are going to be super affordable is going to be IBS, because that's one of the things that's controlled by some of the hormones. We end up, you know, getting digestive issues. Hot flashes, of course, and night sweats come with hot flashes. They're just hot flashes at night. So dealing with that. And then I think I'm going to do one on libido and dealing with the changes that come. You know, still feel desirable.
And what are these programs going to entail?
3 to 4 videos with a little bit of homework for you to be able to do to learn how to incorporate it into your daily life. We'll have, you know, a healthy habit with each video for you. And probably there will be some products that they need to implement to adjust in their lives.
That's great.
Yeah.
And is this a free resource for women or?
There will be free levels of that resource
at
my holistic perimenopausal support Facebook group page.
Okay.
I'm going to do a lot of that inside of
That's
there.
That's great.
Yeah. And then if women want to
more specialized
implement,
one-on-one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then I'm going to have a larger, like once a year school for women so that they can get all the parameters. Let's say you're at the height of your frustration with what's going on and you need to straighten it out, you know, remove that chaos, and there's information everywhere. And what do you do? I'm going to have a school, and I've got some people that are coming on board with me to help do the coaching. So we're going to have a few coaches to help you
That's
through
great.
That. Yeah. And one of the purposes for this is not just for the woman, because you know, when you teach a woman, you teach her whole community.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hoping, is that we build a generational bridge for this so that our younger women know earlier how to care for their bodies, and hopefully we can remediate some of these issues before they, you know, prevent some of the issues before they even start.
No, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So your best resource for women to get in touch with you is going to be via Facebook?
Yeah. You can go to, you know, my personal Facebook page, Deborah Hill. You can find me there. Spelled the long way with an O and an ah. I always say D-E-B-O-R-A-H. And, of course, Hill, H-I-L-L. You can connect with me on my business Facebook page at Vital Change Now. And you can also, the easiest and best thing to do is to join my Facebook group page. You're going to get a lot of information there. Just sometimes it's going to be a daily little joke, and sometimes I'm going to do a Facebook Live only in there for people to see.
And so you're not restricted just to Hunterdon County?
I am not.
Okay.
I could be all over the world.
Okay.
In fact, I spoke to a woman in the UK 2 weeks ago.
That's amazing.
Yeah, she was having some big issues in another group that I was in, and she asked for a call, so we did a call.
Oh, that's wonderful. How did, if you don't mind me asking, how did you guys get in touch?
Well, when you go on Facebook groups, they're all from people are from all over the world.
It was through your Facebook page. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So,
or your Facebook group page, I guess. That's fantastic.
Yeah, the group page.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. My next question is, why are you doing this? I understand that you want to help women, but it seems like, and if you don't mind sharing on air, as we discussed, I do believe that this is a personal matter, but with your position and outlook on it, do you want to share a little bit with the listeners on why this is so important to you?
Okay, so there were two incidences in my life that my life was in danger. I had a health crisis that threw me in the hospital. Once when I was 12, and once in 2003 when we were building the house, that's when I was 39. And I won't go into too much detail because, you know, it's, I don't think everybody wants to hear like all of that, why. But fully 1/3 of the girls now are having the same problem I did. And You can talk to me personally one-on-one about that if you want. Yeah.
And that's the great thing I think about UW is that you have experienced a lot of things and you are relatively private. You know, you keep your clients protected and safe, and it is a very comfortable atmosphere that you talk to them in.
Yes, I like to build trust with my clients so they feel comfortable talking about difficult subjects. You know, suffice it to say, I've been through everything. One thing I can say, you know, is I've had two children, two boys, and broke my pelvis doing that. Had to relearn how to walk.
Oh my gosh! And
I laugh. And it's not nice to say. I used to joke and say I look like a stroke victim with like a little baby walking around. I figured it out, you know. But I had to relearn how to walk yet again in 2003, and so I've been through a lot of health issues that left me compromised, my digestive system compromised, my mm-hmm. reproductive system compromised, and I've had to learn to manage it. Yeah. And
you didn't want to have to rely on drugs, synthetic drugs, right?
I tried that, and I did not do well with that. Mm-hmm. I was in the hospital in 2003, they had me on, I don't know what, a morphine-based drug, and it was not touching my pain. I would lay there and close my eyes, and everybody thought I was asleep, but if I moved my eyeballs, I felt the same exact amount of pain instantly as I had before the shot.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I had finally they just decided to send me home. They're like, okay, you're good. You can go home. And I'm like, okay, I'm in the same amount of pain as I was 3 days ago, but okay, we'll go home. And I figured I'll just figure it out at home. And a nurse came up to me, and she looked so worried. She was very concerned. She goes, can I get you anything? Can I get you a cup of tea? I said, you know, I was sitting on the edge of the bed, you know, and I said, you know what? That sounds nice. I think I'd like a cup of tea. So she gave me a cup of black tea, nothing in it. I'll tell you what, that did more good for me than all the meds. I don't know what was in there. Love? I don't know what was in there.
At that point.
It just settled my stomach down, and I realized that I had been resorting to the most severe intervention for every issue that I had instead of trying lesser interventions, lesser extreme interventions, you know, when a cup of tea does it, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, you know? That is really incredible. And that was the start of all of this.
Kind of, yeah.
So we're going to go on a news break real quick. We'll be back in about 7 minutes.
Okay.
USA Radio News.
Democrat and Republican candidates across the country will make their final pitch to voters today before Tuesday's midterm elections. President Trump at a rally earlier today in Ohio.
In the last month alone, we added 250,000 jobs. And these are beautiful, brand new, spanking new jobs in the month of October. We brought back nearly 500,000 people, and we brought them into the workforce.
Meanwhile, former Defense Secretary Leon Panetta joined Fox News and has some advice for the Democrats.
If the Democrats do take control of the House, I think it would behoove them to try to see if there are not some areas that they can work out some compromises with the president in order to get some things done. I think that's what the American people really want.
This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and/or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225 or go to mdtopical.com.
Federal Reserve policymakers will be meeting later this week. With a preview, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
With the economy strong, wages rising, and joblessness at a near five-decade low, the Federal Reserve remains on track to keep raising interest rates, though it's not expected to do so this week. After the Fed's latest policy meeting, it's expected to signal a very healthy outlook for the economy, but will hold off on any further credit tightening, according to most analysts. The Fed has raised rates three times this year, lifting its benchmark rate to a range 2% to 2.25%, which is still low by historical standards. And again, most economists believe the statement the Fed will issue Thursday when its policy meeting ends will hint of another imminent increase, probably in December. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The Dow was up 190 points today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Pete Davidson, a cast member on NBC's Saturday Night Live, is under fire for mocking the appearance of Dan Crenshaw. Crenshaw is a Republican who's running for Congress in Texas, and he lost his eye in Afghanistan. Crenshaw joined Fox and was asked his reaction to SNL making fun of him.
Well, you know, they probably should apologize, but that doesn't mean I'm going to demand an apology. I don't want to demand an apology that is hollow and empty. I do think that in today's culture, in today's politics, we tend to throw rocks at each other back and forth, demanding apologies for every upset that is done to us. Now, they certainly crossed the line, but their apology won't mean anything to me. I think what they should do is maybe pool their money together and donate to some veterans charities out there that could really use some help. Yeah.
He also explains what happened in the battle where he lost his eye.
Well, so that particular mission, we were in Helmand Province in Afghanistan. There was an IED, about 15 pounds of explosives, basically a homemade landmine that went off right in front of me. It killed my interpreter, and it completely blinded me. I was put into a medically induced coma to recover. I woke up 5 days later. My right eye was gone, and they weren't sure if I'd ever see out of my left eye again. It's actually a miracle that I can see it all.
And finally, it was back on this date in 1968, when 8 years after being defeated by JFK, Richard Nixon defeats Hubert Humphrey and is elected president. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Okay, the weather for the next few days, brought to you by johnmarshallweather.com. It's cloudy with rain developing during the mid-morning today. Highs are just going to reach the mid-50s, and we're going to have some winds increasing from 10 to 20 miles per hour east to northeast. Tonight, we're going to have light drain or drizzle. No, I did it again. I really don't like drizzle, John. Could you just take that off? Lows in the lower 50s in the city, 40s inland. Northeast wind at 5 to 10 miles per hour, so it'll be a much gentler wind evening. I think we can sleep, I hope. Tomorrow, guess what? Periods of rain. Chance of a thunderstorm even. Mild, highs in the mid-60s, which is still warm for November, don't you think? Wednesday, mostly sunny, breezy, and mild, highs in the lower 60s. And that's our weather for the next few days by John Marshall. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Deb.
My pleasure. I always love doing the weather.
All right, guys. So welcome back. Deb, make sure you talk into your microphone when you're talking.
I will. It's hard to read. I can't see that far yet. Soon it's coming. The older I get, the better it gets.
While we were away, we had some people comment in on Deb's page, and they are interested in learning about how to treat, what is it, belly fat and low energy levels?
Yes. Yes. All right. So let's start with low energy. Okay. Crashing fatigue is one of the symptoms that can be a severe issue. It comes on you so hard. that if you don't put your head on the desk or you don't lay down somewhere, you're going to fall over. Like, it's really severe. And I've experienced that, of course, because I told you guys I had almost everything. And what I can say is we can lower the incidence of it as much as possible so that you only get a couple, you know, like one every week or so. It seems while you're still having a period, it seems to get worse a few days before your period. So that attributes itself to a change in hormones, which there are two supplements that usually help with that, vitamin C and magnesium. Okay, so I recommend 750 milligrams of vitamin C.
Is that 750 or
750 milligrams of vitamin C. And magnesium, usually I prefer it to come with calcium because it's better used that way. And I would say no more than like 250 milligrams of calcium at a serving. And you could probably go to 500 milligrams of magnesium. And that will boost your energy. B-complex is a very known energy booster. You want to, you know what's in the five-hour energy? B-complex and caffeine. So we really don't want to do caffeine because it's going to have a kickback. And you're going to be exhausted, even more exhausted, after an hour and a half to 2 hours. B-complex only gives you an hour and a half to 2 hours of energy. So that crashing fatigue, you can prepare for it and have some B-complex with you. Now, when I say B-complex, most people think B12. Oh, I do B12. I'm not talking about B12. I am talking about the full range of B-complexes. We need B2, B6, you know, all of the gamut. So
to increase your energy level, you want them taking a B-complex,
mm-hmm.
750 milligrams of vitamin C.
Mm-hmm.
And calcium and magnesium.
Yes. I know it sounds like a lot, but when you have crashing fatigue, you will do anything to get that energy back. And you need it now. Like, there's other things. Okay, so that's it.
Do I take this once a day in the morning, or do I take it when I'm experiencing the symptoms?
I would say take it when you're experiencing the symptoms.
Okay.
I do take a supplement, what I call my morning cocktail. I have a special delivery system for my vitamins that's much more effective and easier for women to take. It's a powder you put in a little water and you drink it down. You know, you sip it down and it's delicious. And it's much easier for women. And you get a 95 to 97% absorption rate.
That's amazing.
At the site, at the, you know, intestinal site for its proper absorption. Other pills and even liquids, pills give you 30 to 40% of what's on the bottle. And liquids may give you maybe 40 to 50% of what's on the bottle. This is the next to an intravenous vitamin. This is the best thing.
That's so amazing.
I would recommend that you would just have that in your house. You would take your regular supplementation, your daily essentials, what I call them. And then you can always put yourself together a special mix for when you have that crashing fatigue. I do a 2 o'clock Tuesdays Facebook Live just for fatigue, just to help women get through 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
I say 2 o'clock on a Tuesday. Yeah.
I mean, 2 o'clock every day is pretty, you know, bad between 2 and 5. And I figure everybody's going to want to take a break at that point. So I try and do a 2 to 3 minute little Facebook Live, like, hi,
nice, that's great.
Here's what I can do today to help you have some energy.
You're so phenomenal with your Facebook and keeping people up to date. And I need to, I could learn a thing or two from you. You do a very good job at it.
Well, thank you. I've been working hard at it. So that's that.
We're going to keep ladies are going to keep a bag of B-complex, a power pack. Of B-complex,
yes.
Vitamin C, calcium, and magnesium. So when they start to feel a energy decrease or a crashing fatigue, they can go ahead and consume that and hopefully be able to to move forward in your workday.
Yeah.
Now, what
I
about
like Power Pack? We're going to use that.
Power Pack. We'll write that down.
Yes.
Now, what
you.
About belly? Belly bloating, belly fat. What is it?
Okay. So there's two things that happen to women in their bellies, at least two things, that are very common. And one of them is belly bloat. And that's part of the IBS discussion that I have with women. Mm-hmm. And bloating just happens. We could do everything right, and then bam, all of a sudden, for me, it happens like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. All of a sudden, I got to unbutton my pants, you know, or I have to wear stretchy pants now because, like today, we have leggings, because you never know when that's going to happen. So exciting. So what I tell my women is digestive enzymes. They're such a great relief. That fixes the issue when you have it. What helps prevent the issue is probiotics. So if you want to know what my favorites are, of course, you can get to know me better at my Facebook page. And that's really the appropriate place to the group page to put all this, you know, the details of all of that. But digestive enzymes are fabulous for relieving bubbly tummies, you know, once they happen. And I try to prevent it by having some digestive enzymes with every meal. Everybody, you know, a lot of people, they resort to Tums, Rolaids, or
Pepto.
Pepto-Bismol. Ugh, that stuff's horrid. That's just my personal experience. but with Nexium, you know, the little purple pill, all that stuff. Proton pump inhibitors have been the cause of a lot more, and Deanna, you can verify this, a lot more hospitalizations due to foodborne illness because...
Wow.
Yeah, because our hydrochloric acid becomes too low to fight against them. So really, everyone, you know, when people get heartburn, they want to fight that with the little purple pill or something similar to that over the counter now. And that's called a proton pump inhibitor. And the proton pumps, not a protein pump, proton pump, they secrete the hydrochloric acid. And if they don't do enough, all these foodborne illnesses can wreak havoc in our bodies. So what we really need is digestive enzymes. Once you put digestive enzymes in a tummy, it settles right down. So the other issue that you know, we get fat around the middle is cortisol. Cortisol is one of the hormones that rises because it gets free rein to play around as our estrogen lowers. Estrogen's the policeman for cortisol. And so cortisol gets this, it's like a low-level stress hormone, but it's always running. And what it does is it puts us in like a low level of flight or fight, you know, or whatever that's called. Syndrome, and our digestive system has a harder time digesting. It kind of doesn't want to. So all of that nutrition gets thrown into storage. And so we don't want it to go there. So what I try to do for that, there's a couple things. The probiotics I talked about. I also have a way to work with my women nutritionally to keep them eating and full and happy and their energy regular and keep the cortisol from rising as much. And progesterone is our happiness. What do you call that hormone? We think it's like testosterone for men.
Okay.
What are you saying?
I said that we have 1 minute until our break.
No.
I try to keep
I'll talk
Deb
about
like,
what progesterone
I try
means
to keep Deb in the loop
to help with
when
belly
it,
fat.
When we're fixing to go on break, and
I could talk your ear right
it's
off,
so
everybody.
Tough.
You know, I just
because she can never see what I'm writing or what I'm signaling. We need to come up with hand signals.
I love
signals.
You, but I can't read how you're writing.
We need to come up with hand signals. All right, guys.
Oh, I know sign.
We'll be back soon.
Okay.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, yeah!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, guys, welcome back. You're here with Devin LeCompte and Deborah Hill. And we are talking about, Deborah's my co-host, as you guys know, but today we're talking about her business and what she's doing when she's not on the radio. And she's helping women constantly. And right now we're actually helping a few ladies that are online with us. And we're answering questions from the audience. So we were, before our break, super discussing fun. Belly bloat. And I think yes. A quick recap of that, if my understanding is correct, is that a quick fix is going to be digestive enzymes. And to prevent it from occurring, we're going to use the probiotics. And you can find both of those.
My favorites.
Yeah. I'm not going to say complexes, but customized groupings through Deborah. If you give her a call or go on her Facebook page, and she's sure. happy to put together a packet that works just for you. Mm-hmm. So do you want to elaborate on that a little bit more?
So we were talking about cortisol and how it makes us fat and what we can do to prevent it. So a lot of things, you know, you're going to hear this all over the place to exercise. Exercise does change as we get older.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, high impact exercise is not as effective when we get older. Because it increases the stress. It increases the hormones that, you know, like cortisol and stuff, mm-hmm. Even temporarily. You know, we don't want that so much. But we do need to break a sweat every day. So we can do like a medium impact. You know, I was used to a lot of working out. You know, I did a style of yoga called Acro Yoga. It's really, think Cirque du Soleil for kindergartners.
You guys are amazing at it. You yeah. and your husband are incredible.
Thanks. But I've had to beg off the high stuff, you know, where somebody holds you up. I just don't do that because it's getting up and getting down all that high and stuff. I just don't feel like it anymore. but I do other things. You know, I work out with weights, and I love the elliptical. Since I broke my hip, I don't run and pound. I can't pound that bone. It just hurts. So the elliptical helps me with that, but I do need weight-bearing exercise, so I do yoga. And so you really need to, you know, make it something that's interesting for you, and that's going to keep the cortisol a bit at bay. Now, as far as nutrition goes and supplementation goes, I have a lot to say about nutrition, which I'm going to have to address somewhere else because we don't have a lot of time today. But supplementation-wise, I would say we're back to that 750 milligrams of vitamin C. Because it raises progesterone, it's actually going to give you more energy, more stamina, more endurance to be able to get your workouts in, which will lower all of your – it actually lowers – and it's kind of weird. It lowers estrogen to a safe level because estrogen does cause inflammation. So what we're trying to do here is retrain our bodies to a lower level of progesterone and estrogen and the luteal hormone so that we can live a longer life. Our bodies are designed to shut down these things a little bit so that we can live longer. So we don't really want them high for very long, but the process of lowering those can be dangerous to our bones and our heart. So our bodies are so brilliantly designed that we're actually supposed to gain 5 to 10 pounds during perimenopausal years. It saves us from osteoporosis, osteopenia. It saves our heart from such stresses of being too thin with too few hormones. And it also saves cognition. There's a lot of reasons why our body wants to put that fat in the middle of us. But we don't need to have all the fat. That we can't just let it have free reign.
Yeah, so make sure that you're working out and get with Deb to figure out, you know, what digestive enzymes and probiotics you need to be taking. We do have a couple more questions, and we only have a few minutes left. So we're going to try to run through these real quick. Deb, we're going to do a crash course.
Okay.
Hot round. Right. Last round. I don't know.
I forgot what we were.
Hot flashes, irrationality, and inconsistent sleeping patterns.
Okay.
So 2 minutes on hot flashes. Ready? Go.
2 minutes on hot flashes. They happen. I would say jump in a shower if you can. Things that make hot flashes worse, anything with sugar, that includes things like ketchup, coffee, chocolate. God, I know it's awful. The biggest problem is our wine and alcohol intake. I know, I just sound horrible and you're going to hate me from that one, but I'm not saying give it up altogether, but just understand that when you have a glass of wine, it's maybe the next morning you're going to get a hot flash. Make a choice between wine and dessert at this point. Have one or the other. Don't have both. Or coffee or dessert, you know, or have decaf coffee. But the acids in coffee can still cause a problem. What we want to do is regulate our blood sugar. And I have ways to help regulate blood sugar so that you can still enjoy some of those things that I was mentioning before. There are lots of great ways to keep your blood sugar stable. That will also help keep your weight in check. Now, irrationality, this comes as our hormones fluctuate and we are under severe stress at this time in our life. I always say, this sounds weird, it's a little off, but it comes back traditional Chinese medicine, like to center. Our liver never works harder than in the menopausal years. It's trying to make hormones and enzymes, and it's got directions right away. I need progesterone down here right now. No, wait a minute, stop that. I need, you know, estrogen over here right now. And it's trying to do all this stuff. And so the liver is known as the source of life, the center of life. So when you're having irrationality, I want you to think about, have you done a liver cleanse this spring or fall? I try to do those twice a year. It will help you feel a lot better, and it will help you manage. That's the seat of anger and grief is our liver. So I want you to consider that. That's why meditation works so well for it. But really the liver, and I'm a nutritional person, so that's the source I get to, is I go to nutrition for cleansing the liver. I use a curcumin extreme for that, maybe a hepato cleanse for that. And it's a real simple process, you know, very easy.
And last one that we're going on is regular sleep. And we have five minutes left in the show, 4 minutes.
Okay, minerals.
And I want to do a recap too, so you got 2 minutes on this one.
Minerals are your biggest friend for sleep. I want you to get in minerals as much as you can. Now, where do you find minerals nutritionally? That would be in your greens, your nuts and seeds. And healthy fats help you sleep as well.
All right.
Well, so greens.
That's an easy one.
It is, but you have to remember to get in, and this is where it gets tough, 2 to 3 servings at least of greens a day. I did a, and every Saturday I'm going to do a Shakes for Super Busy Sisters.
Wow.
On Saturdays. And one of the things I showed off this past Saturday was my my greens, because I don't often, I'm too in a run, you know, so I need to get the greens in, so I get them in powdered form. Sometimes, you know, a lot of people have
whatever
a hard
it takes.
Time. Yeah, whatever it takes. A lot of people have a hard time storing greens. They go bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have things for that too, but.
Well, I'm going to do a quick recap here. So,
all right. It's been a lot.
Deborah Hill, Vital Change Now, holistic approach to perimenopausal symptoms.
Yeah.
She works with women internationally to help reduce those symptoms. You can find her on Facebook at Vital Change Now or on her personal page at Deborah Hill. That's spelled with an O and an A, D-O-B-D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Hill, H-I-L-L. And if you're experiencing any symptoms such as IBS, night sweats, low libido, hot flashes, give her a call or reach out to her on Facebook. Some quick solutions that she talked about on the show today were, let's see. Oh, the energy, B-complex, vitamin C, calcium and magnesium, power pack. And then for belly bloat, you have digestive enzymes as a quick fix. Probiotics are going to prevent. For long term, we talked about hot flashes, take a cold shower, no sugars, regulate blood sugar.
You're going at it.
Irrationality is fluctuating hormones will cause severe stress. You can do a liver cleanse twice a year for that. And for irregular sleeping patterns, each get your minerals via greens, nuts, seeds, and healthy fats. And that is about all the time that we have. Do you have any last words for your listeners?
Definitely. Get your minerals in and find me. I'll help you.
Find her. Where can they find you?
You can find me on Facebook. You can find me at Holistic Perimenopausal Support in my Facebook group. You can find me at Vital Change Now in Facebook. You can call me, 908-507-8803.
All right, guys, and that's all the time we have. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you, Devin.
And we'll see you next week at 5.
Thank you. Bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The president told supporters today to get out and vote Republican and said the media will blame him if the GOP loses seats in Congress. Busy day for the president as he already gave a speech in Ohio. He's in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and will be ending his night in Missouri. Sean Trendy is from Real Clear Politics. He joined Fox News and had a message for all the political pundits.
Predicting from early voting is always really dangerous because you don't know who's going to show up to vote on Election Day. That's exactly what went wrong in 2016 when people looked at early voting and there was a huge turnout for Republicans on 2016. What we can say is it looks like people on both sides are very engaged and very excited about this election.
U.S. troops and Customs and Border Protection officers have put barbed wire fencing in place as 4 caravans are headed towards the United States-Mexico border. The caravans have reportedly grown to approximately 12,000 Central American immigrants. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
The U.S. has reimposed sanctions on Iran, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a look at the details.
As the reimposed